Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Well, it's been a recommendation from the beginning. Wear a mask when you're out in public. Now Governor Cuomo is allowing private businesses to require it. Here's Peter Haskell.
Wear a mask or stay out. The governor has signed an executive order giving business owners the legal right to say just that.
That store owner has a right to protect themselves. That store owner has a right to protect the other patrons in that store.
He understands the potential for an argument.
It's New York. You can have a conflict if you say good morning, right?
Cuomo appeared with Chris Rock and Rosie Perez. The entertainers will be in ads urging people to mask up.
Everyone needs to get on board. Everyone, put your arrogance aside. Put your ego aside.
The group sat in front of an I Love New York logo. The heart on the logo wore a mask. In Flatbush, Brooklyn, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
There's still no set date for New York City's reopening, but for the first time, we're hearing what that process may look like. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb heard from the mayor today.
The mayor says the city expects between 200,000 and 400,000 people to return to work in construction, manufacturing, wholesale, and non-essential retail when phase one arrives. He says there will be stringent social distancing, employer-provided PPEs, rigorous cleaning regimens, and limits on the number of employees in the workplace. And
every day there has to be healthcare screening. Now, that can take different forms. The state guidance is clear. It might be a temperature check in the morning as people come to their place of work. It might be a questionnaire that people fill out each morning just talking about their situation.
The mayor also said he believes fewer people may opt for mass transit and more for their cars or car services in the short term. He announced a number of Brooklyn-based businesses have been shut down for opening before New York City's Phase 1 restart gets underway.
It is idiotic to try and open a business today that will be legally allowed to open in as little as a week or two.
He added, how about waiting until it's legal and safe? Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Suffolk County Police Department announced it has identified a victim of the Gilgo Beach murders through genetic DNA testing. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall heard from police last hour.
This is what we do know about the victim, 24-year-old Valerie Mack. She lost her parents at a young age, went through the foster system, and was later adopted. She has a son who is now in his upper 20s. She was last seen by her family in Port Republic, New Jersey, in the summer of 2000, and had been working in the Philadelphia area as an escort. What we don't know, who killed her, and what was her connection to Long Island, says the Suffolk County Police Commissioner Geraldine Hart.
We are investigating that currently to find out exactly why she was here during that time period.
Mack's remains were found at Gilgo Beach in 2011 and in Manorville in 2000. The department used genetic genealogy to find her family members.
The aunt of Valerie Mack, that was our first in-person encounter with somebody from Valerie's family. We were able to eventually find Valerie's sister. We were then led and pointed to Valerie Mack's son.
The family had never reported Mack missing. The commissioner hopes someone knows something about Mack and her whereabouts in 2000 and will come forward. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
And time to get a look at our weather forecast now. We're heading over to the Weather Center to say good afternoon to Craig Allen.
Hi, Linda. Totally different type of day in which the clouds hung in after the fog burned away. Now the fog is coming back again as we head towards evening, but we also have some showers out there, and you could feel the humidity way up along with the temperatures are only in the 70s, but it's a muggy afternoon and strong southerly winds. And this is what we're going to experience tomorrow as well. Tonight's low within a few degrees of 65. Tomorrow's high 74 to 78. But some of the inland areas could get over 80 once again, whereas along the coast it'll be in the 60s to around 70. Best chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, later in the day, on into Friday night. And then Saturday, any showers will give way to gradual clearing. It looks like it's still 75 to 80, but the humidity will drop on Saturday, followed by cooler readings starting on Sunday. Currently in the city, 71, humidity up at 84%, and southerly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.